Ladies and gentlemen, good day, good morning and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY2025 earnings conference call for Good Luck India Limited. We have with us today Mr. M.C. Garg, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Ram Agarwal, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Sanjay Bansal, Chief Financial Officer. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask questions after the management discussion concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then followed by zero on your touchtone phone. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. M.C. Garg, Chairman and Managing Director of Good Luck India Limited, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello, everyone. I am pleased to welcome you all on this earning conference call of Good Luck India Limited. Thank you for your time and presence in our Q3 FY25 earnings call. I hope you would have an opportunity to go through our financial performance, our investor presentation. While the in-depth numbers will be covered by Mr. Ram Agarwal, let me set a more macro perspective to what we at Good Luck India have achieved and, more importantly, have set our sights on our future. Globally, economy is perhaps undergoing a slowdown, owing to multiple factors ranging from political to economic, an impact of which has been felt in India too. Inflation continued to be cause of concern, not in India only, but almost all developed world and other countries as well. And so the monetary and all central banks in every country are struggling to keep their economy strong. The weakening economy led to a spread of announcements in the Union Budget, followed by 25 basis point reduction in monetary rates announced by RBI. The macro fundamentals of Indian economy continue to be in place, and we expect resurgence of moderate growth in the next few quarters, riding on government spend and private consumption. The steel industry witnessed initial slowdown in terms of demand and oversupply in China, but in the fag end of the quarter under review, it spun back to growth and stage with post-monsoon demand in India, owing to the manufacturing push across key sectors, especially defense, automotive and ancillary industries, as well as rising demand from real estate and water management sectors. Going to our penchant for value-added steel, we continue to explain demand from emerging sectors such as defense aerospace, while preserving our brand in the traditional sector like auto industry. In Q3 FY25, our hydraulic tube manufacturing plant in Bulandshahr completed its trial runs and has commenced operation last month. We expect the new plant to generate additional revenue for the company, while our foray into value-added steel will drive our margins. We foresee a potential of 500 crore additional revenue from this hydraulic tube plant in the coming year. Besides our effort in emerging sector such as defense and aerospace, we continue to focus on transformal sectors such as automobile and blood trains. Our partnership with some of the most important global has enabled us to accelerate innovation and Good Luck, while our prize association with India's first blood train project has put us into a new orbit and respect to quality and efficiency. We place to continue at this path of challenging the norms and set the new normal. Our results reflect our commitment to create stakeholder value. Our PAT increased by 26% for the quarter, while our sales is 7%. This has happened because of our emphasis on quality and value-added products. Reflective of our strategy of producing high-margin products, we believe our efforts, backed by numbers, make a strong case. We remain committed to create value and build a world-class organization. I look forward for your question. Before that, I will hand over to Mr. Ram Agarwal to explain in detail what we are doing. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. As our results are before you, I would like to elaborate on the business model of Good Luck. We are a company with diverse product portfolio, starting from ERW pipes to railway bridges. Our business is mainly catering to automobile sector, construction sector, oil and gas, infrastructure, solar and renewable energy. Our capacity right now is 4,50,000 MTPA, which will be upgraded to 5 lakhs in Q4. In automobiles, we are catering to car body tubes. Tesla is the latest example. Two-wheelers, mainly motorcycle shocker tubes. In cars, in light commercial vehicles. So this sector is progressing as Indian population is more, but density of vehicle is a very less. Recent past, we inaugurated, as Mr. Garg has told, alloy tube plant with a capacity, with a size range of 219 mm, 15 mm thickness, which is unique in this size range. In word, India is likely to become third place in terms of its production. Product has wide base, wide acceptability. From FY26, production is likely to accelerate, and as soon as it reaches 70-80% of its capacity, we would like to put up another capacity. Oil and gas, another sector. As Trump says, drill baby drill, this sector likely to ramp up, and production from our forging plant is likely to catch up with this oil economy. And the latest darling of the market is defense. It's a promising sector. Geopolitics is on the boil, and wars are looming over many parts of the world. In this scenario, when U.S. wants to change terms of NATO, many Nordic countries and other countries from Cold War blocs have started accumulating ammunition and war ancillary. India is exporting BrahMos. 21,000 crore was the turnover last year, what government has given. Your company's foray into 155 mm medium caliber is at right time, at right place. Demand is more than the supplies. Our ancillary Good Luck Defense and Aerospace medium caliber project is ahead of completion schedule. Cold run has now started, and in March hot run will be done. April 25 trial and run will start. Company hopes to go to commercial production in Q2 FY26. Orders are enough, and if everything goes well as per the plan, we will think further expansion. Infrastructure, yes, it is a sector. No stoppage to this sector. Reason, India has to progress by leaps and bounds to catch up with the world. New rail lines, new highways, creating demand for which sector of your company? New bullet train project likely to come for executions in this financial year. Your company is ready, as we have supplied 60-70% of the first orders we got for Ahmedabad-Mumbai route, and we are among the first to clear this hurdle. Transmission lines, this is another area where our infrastructure is working, as about 210 gigawatt of renewable energy has been commissioned and likely to achieve 500 gigawatt by 2030. Green power evacuation corridors are coming along Gujarat, Rajasthan and southern states. Your company is ready to take this increasing demand from NCR and Gujarat facility. Solar support structure is another area where we are supplying already 100 megawatt plus every month. Road safety sector, where your company has got latest crash-tested license technology from European countries, is expanding. Our company is expanding its reach in all the road products. To sum up, your company is all in sunrise sectors, where demand is outpacing supply. Where there are entry barriers, we have modest capacity, which have further scope of scaling. With current infra, we will touch 4,500 crores in FY26, and we plan to scale up our value-added products in coming years to reach $1 billion company. Now I will like to hand over the mic to Mr. Sanjay Bansal for the financials.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everyone. At the outset, I, Sanjay Bansal, CFO, on behalf of Good Luck India, welcome you all for joining us for the conference on performance of the company in Q3 of financial year 2025. Regarding Q3 performance, stand alone, the sales was increased to rupees 941.98 crores as against 878.27 crores during Q3 of previous year, registering a growth of 7.25%. However, EBITDA for the quarter stood at the rate of 8.76% of sales, rupees 82.48 crores as against 75.66 crores during Q3 of the previous year. The profit after tax, including other comprehensive income, was at rupees 40.08 crores in Q3 of current year as compared to 31.75 crores in Q3 of previous year. The EPS has been at rupees 11.85 per share in Q3 of 2024-25 as against 11.38 per share during Q3 of previous fiscal. The performance during 9 months of current financial year was in line with the expectation. Sales increased by 7.97% at rupees 2831.27 crores as compared to 9 months sale during previous year. EBITDA during first 9 months ending on December 24 was at 247.54 crores as against 220.22 crores, registering an increase of 12.41%. PAT during 9 months of current year was at 119.61 crores as against 95.04 crores during 9 months of previous year. Earning per share stood at 36.45 per share during current year's 9 months period ended on 31st December 24, registering a growth of 5.35%. Other on financial front, our interest cost and other expenses has marginally gone up due to increase in level of activity during current year as compared to previous year. Thank you very much. Now please go ahead for Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question now. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. Participants, to ask a question, please press star and one now. The first question is from the line of Parin Gala from Sage One. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Sir, I wanted to understand your accounting treatment that you're doing in the P&L for Good Luck Defense. I believe that revenues are not getting consolidated, right? You put it just in the other income. Can you just explain a little bit?
You see, Good Luck Defense is not yet achieved the commercial production. So whatever income is there, other income, interest income and other income, that is being consolidated in the P&L.
While preparing, once the revenue starts, the normal consolidation will happen, right?
Yeah, once production will start, then normal consolidation will start.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, that was my only question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Deepak Pandey from Shagun Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats on good set of numbers. Sir, I have a question on LDP division. How is the ramp-up going on currently and what sort of demand is coming through from the exports front?
Demand is good. The ramping of capacity is continuing. But this product needs approvals. Samples have gone all over. Who are demanded by full approved in export as well as in the domestic market. So we are very much satisfied and happy that demand is more than our expectation. But full ramping of capacity may take 6 months more because samples have gone and sample approval takes time.
Are we still facing the rejections or ramp up is going smoothly or will it take time?
Everything is not going as rejection. There are alternative use. Other than auto, this will go to the common use. And this is going. Whatever we are producing is going. Nothing is left with us.
Got it. And so for the defense vertical, we have estimated a capex of 216 crores. So what has been spent yet and what is to be spent in this quarter?
Can you explain the question again? I'm not able to get you.
Sir, the capex completion of for the defense vertical, how much capex have we done yet?
150. Almost 150 crore has been done and 216 or 220, 225. It is the approximate capex which will be doing till the execution of the project.
And sir, can you also explain what was the major portion of this capex? Was it the machinery or what sort of machines have you ordered?
Definitely it is the machinery
have been ordered, not only ordered, have been received in the plant. Their erection work is going on. And we might be doing the cold trial by end of this month and a hot trial next month.
Got it. And sir, on the product side, can you also explain the specific products that we'll be making? They are, you know, more specifically towards the shell dimensions and all.
There does not appear to be any challenge. Demand is pretty good today. Everybody is demanding the material, the product we are manufacturing. There are very few manufacturers of this product in India as such. So demand doesn't seem to be a concern to us as of date. So far as the aerospace and defense is concerned. In other sectors also, since our all verticals have a moderate capacity, so we are not finding the demand concern. In spite of slowdown, you must have noted, all over the manufacturing sector, we have grown by almost 20%.
Right. So for LDP division, sir, it seems that the major revenue ramp-up will happen in the Q1 only.
Definitely.
Got it. And we expect 500 CR from that plant for FY26?
Yes.
That is the minimum you should expect.
Got it. And can you also give the number for the defense plant also, sir? Revenue and margin front?
Sir, defense basically, when in the full capacity, it will give a turnover of 250 to 300 crores. And margins, we have not yet commissioned, but it seems margin should be 25 plus. EBITDA margin should be 25 plus.
Got it. Sir, for the defense also, what is the price of shell currently that we'll be manufacturing?
Right now, it will not be proper to tell. Once we put the commercial production, then what price will come, we will inform you. It is on the market.
Can you just give me a range that has been through for the last 1 year?
So right now, I may not be able to tell you. Just wait for a few months. We will let you know the actual price.
And sir, in Q2, there was other income worth 18 crores that we could not understand what was it for. Can you, you know, just let me know what was the specific, specific 18 crores worth of other income that we put in Q2?
You see, this other income includes the income received from against interest deposits we kept
export
export benefits and income from sale of few investments made by the company.
Got it. Got it. That's it, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavesh Chauhan from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, in terms of economy slowing down, are we seeing a pickup in Q4 as we stand currently?
Sir, I can tell you, world may be slow down. Our company will not go on a slowdown. Company has been slowed down in last two quarters. But we have improved our growth and we hope to continue to maintain the growth. Export are one thing which are going to take guide to give any specific number and guidance due to so much uncertainty with American president. It's very difficult to get a number, but we are confident that March forward will continue. Because we have very moderate volumes in all our materials.
Okay. And sir, in terms of defense, any sort of approval that is pending or that might be challenging for us, you know, because we are guiding that it will start from Q2. So anything before that we need to complete apart from the trial productions?
It is only a trial production which has to take place because it has many steps. One is a cold run, then the hot run, and then the trial production. So it is our estimate that from Q2, revenue will start come. It may come early as well. That is not the issue.
Right. And I think in your opening remarks, you said that we might look forward to more capex on the defense side once, you know, this plant is up and running maybe in FY26. Is that what I understand?
Definitely. We have a definite plan of action. But we want to work very carefully in the sense once our product goes into the market, they find acceptability, immediately we'll go for the next month.
Okay. And so lastly, in terms of volume growth, we say that, you know, we will not see any slowdown, so we maintain our 15-20% volume growth guidance, right?
This is what we are maintaining, quarter on quarter, you see. But you remember my volume have grown, raw material price have come down. If I take my first quarter price of steel, then my growth will be almost 30%.
So in 9 month FY25, what is our volume growth, if I may ask?
It is almost in the 9 months, our growth is 13% year over year. If you see last year 9 months and this year 9 months, the growth in volume terms, it is 13%.
Okay, sir. Great. And thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahek Talati from Agility Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm audible.
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah, so thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to understand more from the other income perspective. In Q2, as you mentioned, that there was interest, deposits, income, export benefits, and sale of few investments. But export benefit is something which we would be getting regularly, correct? So how was there a sudden jump in Q2 and it has fallen on Q3? And how should we look this going forward?
You see, export benefits, interest income, that is continued to be received by the company since we have to place the FDs for issuing the bank guarantees, letter of credit, etc. And in addition to that, we sold certain investments during Q2. So that income is also reflecting in other income.
Okay. And any timeline on by when we can achieve full capacity utilization for our new auto tube plant, the LDP one?
Our new plant capacity, we have put up a 50,000 ton capacity, and in the coming year, say FY26, we will likely to achieve 70 to 80% in this new financial year.
So
So we are expecting close to 400 crores of revenue next year, correct?
Definitely. But it all depends on the market.
Okay. And in terms of defense plant also, are we expecting to achieve full utilization by next two years, by FY27? Because it will commercialize in FY26.
In FY27, there should be a full capacity utilization will be there.
Okay. And any, if you could guide us on the timeline for the auto tube plant, how long is the approval process? Like 3 months, 6 months, or how much time it takes before we start supplying the production?
Actually, it is a continuous process. Our customers are same what we were doing for last 4-5 years, but it is a regulatory requirement that whenever a new model is introduced, then it again goes for the sampling. But it is not hampering our production and our dispatches. It's a continuous process, as we have told. In the coming financial year, FY26, we will be achieving almost 70-80% of the capacity.
Okay. And similar for the defense plant as well. So what is the approval timeline once the plant goes live?
Defense, I have already told that in Q2, it is likely to be commercial production should come in Q2. And in the next year, at least 50% we should achieve the capacity for which we have put up this plant. So almost, if you say 300 crores, so almost 150 crores we should achieve in FY26, as we expect.
Okay. And sir, last one bookkeeping question. So if we see the CFO in FY24 annual report, we have mentioned other receivables that are increased by 200 CR. And if we study more, it seems like you have considered QIP monitoring accounts as a part of that other receivables. So can you please explain the rationale behind the same?
Sorry, can you repeat your query actually?
If we see the CFO of FY24, there was an increase in the other receivables by close to 200 CR. And if we see the balance sheet, it seems that we have considered QIP monitoring account, which is close to 90 crore, as a part of the other receivables portion, which I think should be a part of a cash flow from financing. So just wanted to understand the rationale why it is considered a part of CFO.
Yeah. You kindly do one thing. You send us your query. We will reply in detail. You see, right now, not possible for explain the same in detail.
Okay.
So please send us your query.
Okay. Sure. Done. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Pratik Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. You mentioned that at peak capacity for the defense segment, we would be clocking revenue of around about 300 crores. So that would be by...
250 to 300 crores.
Sorry?
It is approximate. 250 to 300 crores. It all depends on the market price at the time.
Yeah.
When we commission.
So that is by FY27, right?
No, FY26, it will be commissioned in Q2, and FY27 will be the year when we will be having maximum capacity utilization.
Got it. So at peak capacity, you mentioned the revenue would be around about 250 to 300 crores, right?
Yeah.
And for the FY26, we are expecting it to get commissioned in the second quarter, right?
Yeah.
So for FY26, you mentioned that we would be operating around about 50% and clocking a revenue of 150 odd crores.
It seems that we should do.
All right. So this is over and above the guidance you gave earlier of 4,500 crores for the full year, right?
It should be. It is extra than the 40-45 we are targeting for the coming financial year, say FY26, and the defense revenue should be addition to it.
Over and above, right?
Yeah.
Also, you mentioned in your opening remarks that, from the existing capacity of 450,000 metric ton, you would be, expanding it and making it to 5 lakh metric tons per annum. So can you just let me know as to from where this 50,000 metric ton of addition would come from, which segment?
Actually, we have commissioned this LDP plant, and this commissioning has been done on 1st of January 2025. So that capacity of 50,000 has been added up in the fourth quarter. So that is why I said that it will be upgraded from 4,50,000 to 5 lakh.
So considering that hydraulic plant capacity, right?
Yeah. That has been considered for 5 lakh, which will come from this. In Q4 results, it will be shown.
From Q4, okay.
Yeah.
So that means the current capacity for that segment is how much?
Its capacity is 1,10,000 ton right now.
Okay. Post the commissioning of this plant?
Post commissioning, it will be 1,50,000 to 1,60,000 tons.
1,50,000 to 1,60,000. Got it. And you mentioned that we would be, getting a revenue of around about 500 crores at 70-80% capacity utilizations.
So 500 is the full capacity. Whatever 70% or 80%, that it will be in proportion. If you say 80%, it will be 400.
So for FY26, we are assuming it to be operating at 70-80%, right?
We hope so.
All right. Since
we will achieve that percentage without any doubt.
Okay.
We are privileged to have a plant which is unique in the size range, and we have got very, very encouraging inquiries from all over the world.
So exception is
only American president behavior. Suppose he imposes some restrictions, some duties and all.
Okay.
Given that, we are confident we'll achieve this.
So considering the fact that this plant is unique and the demand is robust, so do we anticipate to do a further expansion post this 50,000 metric ton of capacity as well?
I can honestly tell you, we are always in expansion mode.
Okay.
It is not decided.
Not decided.
Today, but we are continuously thinking about it.
Okay. Got it. And what would be the estimated amount of capex that we would be doing for FY26?
It is only on the drawing board. We will let you know once the things are finalized.
Okay, so we haven't yet finalized the quantum.
No.
All
right. It is under consideration only.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for answering my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyanshi Kankani from Brighter Mind Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving me this opportunity. Sir, I have two questions to ask. The first one is, where do you see the growth of steel pipes, and for that, which sector are you targeting the most?
Your question is not clear. Can you again repeat it?
Yes, sir. Sure. So where did you see the growth of steel pipes, and for that, which sector you targeting the most?
I'm sorry, your voice is too loud that we are not able to understand the second line of your question.
May I request Priyanshi to please switch on the handset mode?
Yes, sure.
Hello.
Yeah, now I'm out.
Yeah. Now you're clearly audible.
Yes, sir. Sir, I want to ask, so where do you see the growth of steel pipes, and for that, which sector are you targeting the most?
Whatever growth we are seeing, that growth is from the value-added sector, and we have already described our value-added sector, which is our infra, which is our auto tubes, and the oil and gas and defense sector. Basically, it is the forging sector. So whatever demand, whatever upgrade of 15% we are seeing from these three sectors. It is not from the ERW tubes that we are looking for the 15% growth.
Okay. Sir, and second question I want to ask that are you participating in Bharat Jal Jeevan Mission? And if yes, then how much revenue do you expect to generate from this business, from this mission?
Bharat Jal Jeevan Mission?
Yeah.
For last 6 months, nothing has happened. We are not very active participant in this because the system is there different. Supplies are through contractors. And cash flow is a big problem there.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand the details on what is this investment in Lone Cypress Venture that we have there in our annual report.
Investment in solar sector.
This is an investment in solar sector. Actually, we are taking electricity or solar power. So, for that purpose, we have to invest in that company.
So, basically for captive consumption of solar.
This is our UP government policy. Any solar plant comes into an agreement to supply solar power, we are supposed to be equity holder in that.
Okay, okay, got it, got it. Thank you, sir.
This is UP government policy.
Yes, sir. And in, sir, you know, also in your FY24 numbers in the annual report, operating cash flow shows a huge spike in other receivables. So can you just give details on that, key, why is, you know, there's so much difference in those numbers?
Please send your query over email. We'll send the detailed reply to you.
Okay. Okay. Sure, sir. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Deepak Pandey from Sagun Capital. Please go ahead.
What is the percentage stake of Goodluck India in Goodluck India?
Goodluck India in?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Your voice is breaking, sir. Deepak, can you please...
What is the percentage stake of Goodluck India in Goodluck Defense?
79%. 81%.
81%. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ram Agarwal, Chief Executive Officer from Goodluck India Limited, for closing comments.
Thank you. On behalf of Goodluck Management, I thank all the stakeholders and our listeners. We are committed to add value to your company continuously and consistently. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Goodluck India Limited, that concludes today's session. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect the call now. Thank you.